Hey there, everybody. Welcome to Wednesday, January the 20th, 2010. You are listening to WVEW LP 107.7 FM, Brattleboro Community Radio. You're listening to This Show Is So Gay. I'm Ken.
And I'm Becca.
Welcome. How are you?
I'm okay. We're having a few little technical glitches.
None. No technical glitches at all.
No, because the podcast doesn't need to know that.
Exactly.
Exciting. Donate millions of dollars to WVEW and buy us a brand new studio.
Exciting things happening in the world, and I wanted to kick off with this really happy story. There's a campaign going on right now where you take a picture.
Oh, of you holding hands with someone
How
of the same gender.
This?
See, that icks me out a lot less than like the same-sex kissing sit-ins.
Absolutely.
Because I'm like, what are you going to do? Just like be like, hey, friend, come on
hands.
Down.
Holding hands. This is
it's so sanitary.
It is. Because that's the barometer. David Watkins, the founder of A Day in Hand, announced the fifth annual same-sex hand-holding event, which will be on January 30th. He calls it, quote, a revolutionary way of making the world a more livable place. Crossing borders, holding hands, this is now our community's most personal journey. And so if you want to learn more about that, you can go to www.adayinhand.com. And he says, wherever you are in the world, go forth and hold hands. He invites people to send in their hand-holding photos from all over the world to your stories at adayinhand.com so they can be shared on the website.
That's pretty cool.
We should both do that. We shouldn't hold hands with each other, but let's
find... No, it kind of ruins the whole point.
It ruins the whole point. Right outside of our window, as our loyal listeners know, is... New. You just looked outside.
Anyone?
The window.
Are there... Well, I was thinking that we've been waiting for the protesters to show... There's no one
that
there.
That was very funny. What else could I get you to do? Right outside our window is New Hampshire.
He's lying. It's not right there.
It is.
I can see the shoe tree, but I can't see New Hampshire.
It's right.
Well,
it actually
dark,
is right behind the shoe tree. 3 weeks after New Hampshire legalized gay marriage, opponents are asking a House committee to repeal the law and let voters amend the Constitution to define marriage as between a man and a woman. The House Judiciary Committee was holding hearings Wednesday on the two measures, which many observers expect the House to reject, which is a good thing, when they are brought to the floor in the next few weeks. Opponents know their chances of success are slim, but they are looking to the November election in hopes Republicans will regain control of the state House and succeed in repealing the law. So not even 3 weeks after the gays are getting married. I haven't heard much about gay marriages in New Hampshire. Has there been a big influx? I mean, truly, folks, I'm pointing because it's radio and I can point. It's right outside our window. This isn't like a Sarah Palin thing. It really is right outside
our window. It is. It's like a block away.
Do we know anyone who got married?
No.
Okay. That's sad.
My roommate performs marriages. Over there.
Okay.
In that state.
I don't think
she's performed any same-sex New Hampshire marriages, though.
Yeah. All right. Well, ask her.
I will. Ask her why not.
Okay.
Can't she find anybody?
It's all a circus, which cues up our first song of the night, Britney Spears singing Circus. Enjoy.
That observe. Well, baby, I put on a show kind of girl. Don't let the back seat gotta be first. I'm like the ringleader, I call the shots. I'm like a firecracker, I make it hot. When I put on a show, I feel the adrenaline moving through my veins. Spotlight on me and I'm ready to break. I'm like a firecracker, I make it hot when I put on a show.
Oh my gosh, is that song on my workout mix?
Yeah, he was grooving to it.
I was cardio kickboxing to that song in the studio. Sad story.
Oh.
Sorry. Sad story. So the Justice Department, although it's a good thing, the Justice Department is stepping in to defend a gay high school student who was bullied for being effeminate. The department's Civil Rights Division has asked a judge for permission to intervene in the 15-year-old student's lawsuit against Mohawk Central School District.
Because that's not offensive in its own way.
No, yeah. Well, we're apparently just glossing over that. This is in Mohawk, New York. The case hinges on Title IX, the section of the federal civil rights law that bans discrimination on the basis of gender. The Obama administration is claiming that Title IX also covers discrimination based on gender stereotypes. So his name is Jacob. He's from Mohawk, New York. He says that he was harassed even before he came out at 14. His classmates at Gregory B. Jarvis Junior Senior High School. Who was Gregory B. Jarvis?
I don't know.
We should Wikipedia him.
I think we need to go down there.
To Mohawk,
over
New York.
There.
Where is that?
I have no idea.
If you know where Mohawk, New York is, send us an email at thisshowsogay@AOL.com.
We could just, you know,
or we could just
on
look
the
it up.
Internet. Yeah.
But we'd rather or have you map. All do our work for us. So his classmates at Gregory B. Jarvis Junior/Senior High School told him to get a sex change and would throw food at him. He has been threatened at knife point and been told by a teacher, I swear to God, I'm going to cry right now, and been told by a teacher, quote, hate yourself every day until you change. By
a teacher?
A teacher. He also severely sprained his ankle after someone pushed him down a flight of stairs. His father said that he had visited his son's principal multiple times per week to talk about the ongoing incidents, but to no avail. With the backing of the New York Civil Liberties Union, they have filed suit against the school district in August. This is the Mohawk Central School District. If you live in that area, please write to your Congress folks and get them involved in this. Unacceptable. Unacceptable.
I'm actually kind of speechless. First of all, I'm not quite sure how I missed this news story.
Oh, yeah.
And
it's not good.
Wow.
It's
from
not
a
good.
Teacher.
From a teacher. A teacher told
Don't make
him
me come down there.
To hate himself every day until he changed. It's unacceptable. And we're going to be talking with tonight's guest about some youth issues. So, yeah. Not good.
Not good.
It's time to welcome a guest. Guest, are you there and driving safely?
I am here, and I'm driving safely.
Okay, then let's introduce you. Tonight's guest, Angina, became America's sweetheart with her historic, courageous, and I don't get to say this word nearly enough on this show, just plain fierce presence on the first season. Day, anytime. I don't get this is a great excuse to use that. On the first season of RuPaul's Drag Race on Logo, she has toured around the country, playing benefits, making appearances, and truly just making a difference in the lives of everyone she meets. She was recently named to our favorite list of all the lists, the Out 100 most inspiring and outstanding men and women of the year, where in a high school theme list, Angina was named the official prom queen.
That's pretty awesome.
Well, I think that was very appropriate.
Did you make yourself a teeny tiny crown?
Oh, no, I didn't. I would have liked that somebody make me one, but too late now, I guess.
Okay, well, wait, can we be official? Angina, welcome to This Show Is So Gay.
Hi, thank you. This show is so gay.
It is so gay. So tell us about that. When did you find out? How did they notify you that you were named to the Out 100?
So one of the editors from the magazine actually emailed me, and the subject line said, Top 100 nominees for Out 100, you know, situation, whatever.
Uh-huh.
And then I was like, oh, okay, whatever. Maybe they're inviting me to go to the party. Maybe, you know, I didn't know what it was. And then as I further read on to the email, they said, we would like to congratulate you as one of the honorees that we are honoring for this year's Top 100 Out Magazine, you know, Top Out Magazine.
Yeah.
And did you scream?
Too many words. But, and so I was ecstatic because, you know, it's an honor because, as you know, Out Magazine caters to, well, not only our community, but I think it has a lot of things to say to educate people about our community. And for them to honor people that are exposed in the media that makes a difference, you know, every year, I think that's a great thing because, and they don't have to be gay or lesbian, and you know, they're straight people that they honor, but it's really, truly the people that make a difference in our community. So it's a great honor to have been chosen as a nominee and being the prom queen.
The prom queen.
That's pretty awesome.
It was. If I would have known that that's actually, because they didn't tell me what my role was in that high school theme, if they would have said I was going to be the prom queen, I would have given them, like, a much better 80s rendition of, like, an outfit. But
well, I have to say, the picture was a little... The picture was not a prom queen picture. The picture was fantastic, but the picture...
I mean, it was more like drama queen, the picture.
The picture was more like set builder.
Right. Well, you know, it's funny because I went into the set... Well, it was in a high school where Marilyn Monroe went to high school, actually.
Oh, wow.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. And they're like, we're going to shoot you in the theater. And I was like, oh, my God, theater is so amazing, so appropriate, I'm such a drag queen, you know, amazing. And then, so I'm going through, like, the seats, and then I go up the stage, and they're like, oh, no, no, not on stage, back here. I'm like, back where?
I don't go back there.
No.
Back here. I'm like, but back where? I'm like, no, I don't want to go take a picture back there. And then when I saw how they set it up, it was actually really cool.
Oh, it was beautiful.
Mm-hmm. But it was really uncomfortable.
What? How so?
I had, like, that little ladder. I mean, you know, I had to be, like, in positions where it wasn't, I couldn't be as fierce as I wanted to be because, I don't know, it was just, I was in the wrong proportions.
Well, and those were not one-inch shoes you were wearing.
No, they were at 0.75 inches.
Here. Oh, my gosh.
Holy moly.
They're one of my favorite shoes. I love them so much, I have them in three colors.
You can walk in them?
No, I just kind of pants around. And then if it's hurting, I usually take them off for a few minutes and then put it right back on.
Yeah, they also double as self-defense weapons. You know?
But they do. I can stab somebody's eyes out with them.
You're not wearing them to drive right now.
No, I have my rain boots. We have a tropical storm here in Los Angeles, believe it or not.
I had no idea.
It's raining. Like, I never bring out my rain boots. It's collecting dust in my office. It literally was. And it's been raining since Sunday.
Oh, no.
And so I was like, woo, I can dust off the dust out of my my rain boots, and I wore them today. And it's awful. Like, people have no idea how to drive in the rain in Los Angeles. I'm from Seattle. I grew up there. I drove in Seattle when it was raining. So I sort of have an idea on how to drive in the rain.
Right.
Seattle would be a good place to train.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Seattle is a very good place to train. And some of these people are just clueless. And I was actually coming home from the club the other night. you know, totally sober. I quit drinking New Year's Eve, so.
Okay.
And I'm driving, I quit drinking, smoking. It's kind of driving me crazy, but I only drink water and tea, which is good for my health.
There you go.
It's good for you.
It's good.
Good thing, but I haven't, good thing I was totally infatuated with my McDonald's nuggets, that when the light turned green, I didn't move. And I see this car literally run the red light and skid over. Probably if I was standing in the middle of the road, would have hit me.
Oh, my gosh.
So they have no idea. They're like,
well, thank goodness for nuggets.
Don't throw your heels at them.
No.
Okay.
No. So.
We have so much to talk about. Are you ready?
We do. Yeah,
okay.
I'm so ready.
So first, I want to take you back to February of last year when the MacAIDS Fund had you, its spokesperson, deliver a check for $25,000 to cover operational costs at the Harvey Milk High School. What was that experience like for you?
You know, it was completely surreal because when I'm asked about my experience on the race and then my experience after and during, it was just something that I never thought I would be able to be a part of. I lived in New York for 6 years and I moved to Los Angeles. And when I did, I boxed up Anjana, put her up in the attic, and I said, you know, I'm going to focus on my career. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to stop performing. You know, I want to get my stuff together. And then one New Year's Eve, the first New Year's Eve I was here, my friend was like, you should come out and drag. And I was like, no, I haven't done drag in like 6 months. I don't really want to do it, et cetera. Anyway, fast forward, I did it. I went to parties. People recognized, like, you know, I started performing here.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was given this chance to go on a show. And then the fourth episode, I win a challenge where I became a Mac Viva Glam spokesperson for the Mac AIDS Fund. And I didn't know what that entailed. I didn't know exactly what I had to do for them.
Right.
And they told me that I would deliver a check that would help a school in New York City that caters to the, you know, LGBT community, and they're in need of funding. And so I was like, that's amazing. So I went there, and the kids are just, they're amazing. They're such an inspiration because, you know, instead of giving up because of all the life, you know, the lives that they've been through, they keep going and go to school. They want the education. They want to be better. And you know, they want to continue living their life. And I'm glad to have delivered that money to a school, the Henrik Mark Institute, because it's hard to live your life as a young, gay person.
Absolutely.
Because of all the, you know, prejudice out there and all the people, you know, what people look at you as. And I it's great that people, like the young kids that go to that school, can feel at home and not be harassed.
If you had a choice when you went to high school, would you have gone to a school like that?
Absolutely, because I did get the harassment when I was growing up, and I wasn't as, you know, welcome because I was different. And
right.
I wanted, you know, New York for me was kind of like the place where I really belonged, because when I moved there, I was already out and proud, and I didn't have anything to hide. So coming out in high school in Seattle, in a smaller town, is definitely something that is difficult to, you know, to go day by day living your life where everyone's sort of like wanting to throw water ballers at your head during pep rallies.
Right. Yeah. And they had questions for you about being in drag, did they not? Did they want tips?
Yeah. They had a lot of questions. They had questions about the race. They had questions about me being in drag, like my persona and all that stuff. And they were just a bunch of interested bunch, and they're just great. I mean, the energy in that room was amazing. You know, the teachers were all great. And
oh, yeah.
So I had a really good time. And me delivering that check, like I said, is something very surreal to me, but I was very happy to have done it. And, you know, I would do it again in a heartbeat. I would help as much as I can to anyone that needs it.
That's just fantastic. I've said this many times on the show before. One of my most favorite educational experiences in my life was when I was working in New York City, and I taught a couple sex education classes at the Harvey Milk High School. And again, they knew so much more than I did, so it was kind of silly. But it was,
right.
They were just an incredible bunch. All right, so now now get this. You ready, Anjana?
Yeah.
Last week, in last week's Village Voice, our own New York City Village Voice, I don't know if you saw this, Michael Musto wrote a piece called, quote, "Drag Queens Need to Update Their Acts." And this is, I know, this is what he said. You ready? So this is, I'm going to quote from his article. Okay. I love drag queens more than life itself, and I appreciate the timeless appeal of their Bette Davises, Marilyn Monroes, and Eartha Kitts. It's important to keep those amazing legends alive. But if these impersonators don't mix it up and start updating their acts a little, they're going to become as obsolete as the Fire Island meat rack. Freshen up or die, bitches. There's more to life than just Cher. Michael Ooh. Musto in The Village Voice. What is the state of drag these days?
I think it really how you relate to it and how you, you know, like, translate the artistic expression that you have in your brain.
Mm-hmm.
As for me, that is artistic expression is me being sort of an avant-garde, you know, ladyboy.
Right.
Sort. And, you know, I lip sync, I perform, I sing songs that range from Celine, she's one of my favorites, to Mariah, to Britney, Beyonce, etc. And I think what Michael might have meant is that, I mean, because I was asked this question actually yesterday.
Oh.
I was asked if I ever thought about maybe changing up my image once in a while. And I was like, absolutely. I would change up my appearance to cater to my customers so that they're not bored. And the thing is, too, is like I have this one outfit that I love wearing during a Whitney performance.
Okay.
And I forgot where I was. I was traveling. I think it was New York, maybe Boston. And then one of the queens was like, girl, I already saw you wear that outfit. People know, especially people that I have, like, in, you know, in the scope of the media where people always sort of see you do different things. They want to see you do different things. You know, Rue never wears something twice.
Right.
And that's because she's, you know, Rue. But I'm not, I don't have money like Rue. I can afford, you know, a dress every single time that I go out and perform. And so I was like, you know what, this is one of my favorite outfits. I'm going to wear it to death until it gets raggedy and old, you know?
So absolutely.
Makes sense to me.
We're okay with that.
But I get it. You know what? I'm not opposed to what Michael said. I mean, it is true. Maybe sometimes, especially like if you go to the same drag show every week, for example, you know, those customers want to see you do different things. But I think that I was at a drag show last night and I had a really good time because I saw different things and I was really happy. And you know, no matter who you impersonate and no matter what kind of drag queen you are, because there's a lot of different kinds.
Definitely.
You just got to bring a lot of energy and a lot of staff on stage. And if your attitude shows how excited and how happy you are being on stage, that energy kind of feeds off onto the crowd. And you know what? It really doesn't matter if you're doing the same exact Barbara Streisand number for like the 16th time.
Right.
So I guess that's what it all depends
Now you break boundaries though. You definitely
Absolutely.
Break boundaries. Do you ever
you know,
go ahead.
No, I wasn't the first bald queen.
No, of course not.
I definitely wasn't, but I like the idea of me being different because I like fashion.
Right.
You know, and I like makeup and I love putting on makeup. And I love being a queen, and I love gallivanting the streets in, like, you know, 6-inch stilettos.
Right.
And you know, that's just, I think that's just me as my persona. Some queens love big hair and sequin gown and you know, and being regal. And some queens love being like a Nina, where it's, like, really artistic and very, like, dramatic.
Right.
Like a Chanel, where it's, like, very Vegas. So it all comes in different shapes and sizes. And, you know, like I said, it's whatever you feel most comfortable in. It's not to say that I don't ever wear wigs. I do. Because I often would rather not because I just feel more beautiful without hair.
Though I saw you in a really cool aqua wig, I've got to say, online. That was pretty impressive. Yeah. I don't know that most people could pull that off. But I was also amazed looking on the internet in preparation for this conversation at how many people have put up YouTube videos to you saying that you've changed their life in a major way.
You're saying this to me. I'm literally, I have goosebumps because every time I watch those videos, as much as I have inspired them, they have inspired me to keep going because I know that I'm touching people's lives.
You are.
And it's good for me because it's like, it's never a dull moment where I know there's a 13-year-old girl out there who might be, coming into her womanhood and saying, you know what, you're a man, but you're so beautiful and you're so brave and I totally look up to you. And I get those kind of emails and I get those kind of like messages on my Twitter and Facebook, et cetera. And it's inspiring to me because I know that, the next generation is going to look into like whatever craziness has happened in this generation and say, there's a lot of hope for me to become whoever the hell I want to be. And I think that's the message that I definitely want to promote is that you should never be afraid to express who you really are. And, and time will come when you will know who you really are and you should express it the way that you want to.
Right. And you're so clearly having fun, though.
Yeah.
That's one of the things that really surprises me is that you're just, you're making this impact in such a fun way.
It's a great thing. It's a great thing.
It's pretty cool.
Okay, can we talk? So we need to talk a little bit about your music selections.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So we're going to start with, now this is very funny.
Uh-oh.
Because I need to start telling people that when we contact guests and we ask them for four musical selections, I now realize that there's a new rule, which it doesn't mean I'm opposed to this song, but we're going to talk about Lady Gaga's Bad Romance on a different level right now. Because, Angina, why is every guest calling in and requesting that song?
Okay. Every gay in the entire world, including Pluto,
yes,
is obsessed with Lady Gaga. Whether you like to admit it or not, because I did not admit it until that video came out. And one of the reasons why is I am obsessed with the Alexander McQueen collection for 2010 spring.
Okay.
She's wearing pretty much every single thing I want to get from that collection, shoes-wise.
So you chose the song because
for
of her shoes.
Reasons. That's good.
I'm being serious. You can ask my coworker because she's like, you hate her. I'm like, not after this video. Watch. We watched it during lunch break and she's like, you only like it because of the McQueen shoes. And I go, I know. And that's why.
That's okay. Now, I said this. I said on last week's show. I mean, we're talking last week we had world-famous countertenor, one of the most famous opera singers in the world, David Daniels, who doesn't even listen to pop music. And he said, can you play Lady Gaga's Bad Romance? Okay. All right. Now, let me tell you. I said this last week. I can't listen to the song anymore because having now listened to the wonderful Sherry Vines version... Have you seen her version of Bad Romance?
Poo in her pants?
Yes.
Oh, my God. So funny. I was just watching that with my coworker today, too. That's all I do at work. Hopefully my boss is not listening in.
No, your boss is not listening.
Trust us, no.
I'm like, I'm going to be on a show called This Is So Gay, but so hopefully I won't get in trouble. I was watching it today, and it's hilarious.
It's hilarious. We had Sherry Vine in the show a long, long time ago, and I wish we got to get her back to talk about that video, because I can't even listen to the song anymore. It's been ruined for me.
Yeah, no, because I went to a drag show last night in L.A., and Morgan McMichaels, who's in the second season of Drag Race, performed that song, and I've never heard it until last night. And I was like, what the hell is this? And all that stuff talks about having goo on her thigh.
Oh, gosh. There are a lot of things that Sherry Vine does that are not safe for family radio.
No, absolutely not. And I was like, I have to Google this tomorrow when I get to work. And sure enough, I watched it probably 3 times today when we just started laughing our asses.
All right. Well, I'm going to make you do one more.
So the songs.
Tell us what Celine Dion's It's All Coming Back to Me Now says about the wonderful Angina.
You know, it's really like empowerment. There's a really big message about empowerment and being strong, like as a strong woman and really, because it talks about a breakup and it's like, how she's totally like getting over it, etc. But I performed this song as a homeless woman.
Oh, wow.
It's on YouTube. You guys can look at it. I performed it as a homeless woman, and then I tore off my homeless clothing and turned into like this fabulous diva there was a certain lyric where I took off all of my homeless clothing and I had a dress underneath and I put on some pumps And it was just, it's a message of empowerment. And I love this song. So I love performing it. And I performed it many times in different outfits and such. And I enjoy it. So, you know, I enjoy Celine.
What's she doing these days?
I have no idea. I haven't called her in a while.
All right. She hasn't called us either in a while. So we thought that you might know.
Yeah, I'll text her later.
Okay. You let us know. Keep us in the loop.
All right, I will.
So now tell us, where should folks learn more about you? Where should they go?
I have a website. It's on jhana.com. And I am on Twitter. And I'm a Twitter whore. So I'm literally twitting like every minute that I have.
Nice.
And I usually update it with like appearances and such. And I'm on Facebook and MySpace. But unfortunately, I can't have any more friends on Facebook because they limit you at like 5,000 or some crazy number like that. So
you're maxed out.
I am maxed out, but for my fans, I have opened up a second account under Ryan on Jhana.
Okay. This is good. This is good.
I can be with my fans, another how many thousand people that want to be friends with me on the cyber web.
Ken, I will race you to the computer.
I will race. No, I'm already a friend. I made it into the first 5,000. So you, good luck with the second account, Becca.
Yeah.
Well, so, and you love Twitter.
I'm just discovering Facebook.
At first I was like, boring.
Yeah, wait, we've been trying to figure out if we need one of these.
You should totally, because you can tweet about like, you can tweet about your guests and your show. You can tweet about what you're eating. You can tweet about what you're tweeting. Like, you can tweet about anything. I tweet when I'm mad. I tweet when I'm sad. I tweet when I'm happy. I tweet when I'm, like, frustrated. I tweet about everything. So it's kind of just like, oh, I'm going to tweet about it just to get over it, you know? It's not like, I'm not going to tell you, like, my social security number.
Right.
Wait, so on here, can you, like, go back and look at your history and remember your days now? Because there are all these little records of what you were thinking at 2 o'clock last Thursday.
Exactly. So you can go into your profile, and then you can go into the number of tweets that you have done, and then you can look back as to, like, what you what you have said. So.
Well, you may be the prom queen in Out Magazine, but now you're the technology guru of this show.
It's
so gay.
True, yeah. You're tech support. We're calling you next time we need help.
Oh my God, is that because I'm Asian?
Hey, listen, it's a resume builder. Just take it in and run with it.
I just figure if we can't get the computers to work, then you can bash them with your shoes.
I'm telling you. When we email you tomorrow and we give you the address of where the podcast is, will you tweet about it?
Oh yeah, I'll tweet about it. I'll put it on my Facebook.
Awesome.
I'll have to do it tomorrow because I'll be out of the country starting Friday.
Oh, it's going to be tomorrow. I'm going to send you the address. So now, where are you going on Friday?
I'm going to Italy. Yay!
Oh, fantastic!
Can I come?
Can we come?
I know, right? Come with me. It'll be fun. Strangers in a trip is always good.
We're not strangers. We're old friends.
We are now friends, but you know what I mean. We just met, and we can go totally crazy, and we won't judge each other because we don't know each other just yet.
We won't judge each other till at least the third day.
The third day. I totally agree. But yeah, it was my birthday on the 6th, and so every year I sort of buy myself a little birthday present, and this year happens to be a trip to Italy.
Oh, that's
well, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you, you guys, and thanks for having me.
Is there anything else that everyone should know about? Anything coming up for you?
I do have a comedy show that I hosted at MC that's going to be airing on Logo on January 25th.
This is very important.
This is very important.
It's very important. It's on January 25th on Logo at 9 a.m. for the TV 14, and then at 1 a.m. for the TV Mature.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
And it's a cast of, I'm hosting, emceeing it with Jackie Beat.
I love Jackie Beat.
And Varla Jean Merman.
Wow.
And you guys see me during season 2 of RuPaul's Drag Race.
I would hope
And right now I have an absolute Vogue commercial that's playing throughout the run of season 2. And I have a few gigs coming up in February, and those will be updated on my website at onjhina.com and my Twitter account, obviously, at onjhina.
Fantastic.
And, that's really how you can follow me.
We're going to follow you. Oh, and I hope this isn't, I might be erring on the side of cliche here. And I know that obviously I'm quoting a pretty famous quote in your life, but I watched it over and over again today. And the only thing I kept thinking was truly that Angina, you are an inspiration. You are a survivor and you truly are still in the race. And I was just, so honored to have you on the show. You're doing such great work.
It's my pleasure to be on your show, you guys. And thank you for letting me, you know, I always like to talk about just things that happened in my life because, I've had a crazy last year and, you know, it's just the beginning of it. And I think that it gives hope and inspiration, like I said, to a lot of people that maybe want to move to New York City at age 18 or maybe want to, you know, out at a young age or whatever it may be. So I think that when I do interviews like this, I'm truly humbled and I'm truly happy because I get to tell my story and, you know, and people listen and I really thank everyone that do and I love all my fans because without them, you know, I truly wouldn't be on a platform where I am. And so I am truly happy. It's 2010
will.
It's not the end of Angina. Let's just say
that. I would.
2010 is your year.
Beginning. This 2010 is the year of Angina, I think.
I hope so.
All right. Have an amazing trip to Italy. Thank you so much for calling in. And you will indeed keep being fierce, correct?
Yes, I will. I promise you that.
Okay.
Excellent.
That's all we ask of you. Angina, an absolute pleasure having you on the show. Keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you, you guys. Have a good night.
All the best.
Good night.
Drive safely.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Right. We'll come back to that later. That's how we'll end the show.
It's a long song
that Celine's going to be doing. What do you got over there on the other side of the desk?
Okay. Number one, very important story. And I know that you're a Glee fan.
I love this story. I already know what it is. Go.
Kurt's getting a boyfriend next season.
He's not only getting a boyfriend, but they're making them into a power couple.
Love.
They're not like some shameful, shamed out couple. They're going to be the power couple.
And you said
Glee.
We had no more news.
I'm
telling
you. No, this is a good thing. This is
so
a good
if you haven't seen Glee,
go check it out.
Yeah, just for that. And Hawaii is
Hawaii.
A place to watch for a civil union. So keep up with that. And then I wanted to ask you about the Outrage DVD. Did you see Outrage?
I didn't see it.
What do
I
you think about this, you know, film that you haven't seen?
I don't, you know, I'm certainly not into people outing other people.
Which is basically what this DVD is. It was a film that played in art houses, smaller theaters. It probably played here.
Same time, I hate hypocrisy. And that's what the film is theoretically about.
Right. It's about outing politicians who are voting against LGBT issues.
But I think that's a slippery slope. I think it's a slippery slope because the premise of the movie is that where is the threshold for determining when it's okay to out someone? Because theoretically, you would think the makers of the movie would say, well, we're not going to out some 16-year-old. Well, if this 16-year-old gets up on a national platform and says gay marriage is bad, will you now out him if you have that information? So I just think it's a really slippery slope. I think people really need to come out at their own pace, and particularly because the rates of violence in the LGBT community and suicidality, the last thing we need
like
to be doing
because
is outing
I feel like
people.
You're also throwing it in someone's face as though it's a bad thing.
Right.
You know? Like, oh yeah, well, you're gay.
Well,
I mean, I do understand that that's not what they're doing, but
the
I feel like it just
hypocrisy.
Adds more negativity to the whole situation.
I will say, I saw this other story too. I'm not sure if you saw the cartoon that was in The Observer, which is the newspaper of Notre Dame. And it was a horrible, horrible cartoon. And the newspaper's editor just resigned. And she said in her she wrote an apology letter. I'm not even going to repeat what was in the cartoon, but I actually want to give her a shout out. And I know this is kind of silly and she maybe should have had more control of the paper, but she could not have been more contrite. And she said her name is Kara King, the managing editor of The Observer. She said, quote, the cartoon's publication was an error in miscommunication. And she said that it was, quote, offensive and inappropriate beyond measure, and printing it perpetuated a message of intolerance, discrimination, and hate. I failed as both an editor and member of the Notre Dame community by allowing this strip to print. I cannot take my inaction back, but I can hope that some good will come from this. More than ever, we as a university need to fight against stereotypes and for the equal rights of all who consider our campus and community home. And it's always gratifying to see a student. This is also a student.
Yeah, this
folks.
Is a student.
So the vitriolic comments that are just lambasting are sure. She could have had more control and the cartoon shouldn't have printed. But this is, I'm sure she's 20, 21 years old, taking responsibility on a national stage because this cartoon hit a national stage. And so, Kara King, I think that your apology was just well said. And really, I do admire
and good
that.
Luck.
Yeah, and good luck. And hopefully we can turn this into one of those famous teachable moments. So,
she can edit our webpage.
She could do that. I don't know that that's what she's looking to do now, but...
No, probably not.
Probably
but,
not.
You know, if she's looking for a volunteer position out there.
It's possible. And then the last one I had was San Francisco Mayor, former Mayor Gavin Newsom, joined the growing list of individuals who are outwardly criticizing President Obama's lack of action for the LGBT community. He said, quote, I am very upset by what he's not done in terms of rights of gays and lesbians. I understand it tactically in a campaign, but at this point, I don't know. There is some belief that he actually doesn't believe in same-sex marriage, but it's fundamentally inexcusable for a member of the Democratic Party to stand on the principle that separate is now equal, but only on the basis of sexual orientation. We've always fought for the rights of minorities and against the whims of majorities. I'm telling you.
Now, where would you get an idea like Obama doesn't support same-sex marriage? Like, maybe all the times he said he doesn't support same-sex marriage? I mean, really, I feel like we talked about this when the election was going
Absolutely.
On and before the election, that a lot of people were putting hope there that was misplaced.
Yeah, my dissatisfaction is pretty high.
Well, I was disappointed before even the primaries were over because neither candidate at that point was, and that was between Clinton and Obama, neither one was stepping up and saying anything really about LGBT issues because they couldn't get elected if they did. And
well said, Gavin Newsom. Well
indeed.
Said. Folks need to use their voice. If you are dissatisfied, you need to contact your representatives.
Or us.
Or just contact us.
Yeah, just contact us.
And we'll talk about
we'll
you on the air.
We'll complete the loop.
Yes, because that's really the political process. If you're upset about something, send an email to thisshowissogay@aol.com.
That was almost a brilliant segue there.
Wasn't it? Wasn't
it was.
So we have amazing shows coming up, really just some of the most incredible guests. So stroll on over to thisshowissogay.com. Check out our upcoming guests. Go over to the Facebook. Please, please, please go to the Facebook and join our group. Just type in This Show Is So Gay. Our group will come up. Join our group. It's all going down. And that about wraps it up for this January night. You good?
I'm good.
You feeling gay?
I'm so gay.
All right. Get
How
out there,
you?
Folks. I'm feeling pretty gay. And
okay.
You know, when Celine Dion wraps up your show, it's pretty gay. It's pretty gay. Get out there, folks. Go do some incredible, incredible things. And above all else, remember, why be gay when you can be so gay?
I hold you like that. It's so hard to believe.